Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Paul Boyer Show, or Planet Boyer. I'm your host, Paul Boyer. On today's episode, that is Friday, May 1st, we'll be talking about some funky running shoes, a Chevy's, Super Glue Mac Minis, how to get your iPhones, headphones, microphone working again. And I'll have a little roundup of some of the best iPhone earphones. All coming up on episode 3 of Planet Boyer, the Paul Boyer Show, where every day is a perfect day. Yeah, I kind of designed this show so that you don't have to fast forward through the first minute of it. I kind of actually jump right into the content of the show. Tell you a little bit about what's going to happen in the show, in the episode. Unlike some other podcasts, particularly This Week in Tech. Here's what This Week in Tech sounds like to me.
Visit Twitzilla Show for the Techzilla Show on Revision 3 and my old co-host on the Screensavers. He's in the garage today.
Always in the garage.
And it's annoying to have to press the fast forward button and hold it down every time I listen to one of the This Week in Tech episodes. But first of all, you know, the way you do this, you bring up the podcast, you tap the screen so that you see the minute marker at the top. And then you hold down the fast forward button and it progressively speeds up through the podcast. And you have to release it right in time, just after the 1 minute mark, in order to skip all the commercials. And that's what This Week in Tech sounds like to me every week. So I was looking on the net. I was reading the internet the other day. And in the LouRockwell.com website, they talk about a host of different things. And one thing they talked about was running technique and running shoes. And there was an article that they pointed to about how Nike didn't particularly like the idea of people talking about how good barefoot running was, as you can imagine. And so I followed the link and read the article about barefoot running. And there have been some athletes who have run marathons and run races in bare feet, and they've won. They're not saying particularly that running in barefoot makes you faster, but the article was saying that running in bare feet is more healthy. And part of the reason that they explain this is that when you run in shoes, the shoes are designed in such a way that it makes it difficult to run properly. Strangely enough, counterintuitively, you'd think that, you know, shoe designers would make a shoe so that it improves your running performance and it improves your running safety. This article stated that no, that's not the case. It says the shoes are designed that when you run, you hit your heel on the ground first. Now, if you've ever tried to run barefoot, what naturally happens is hitting your heel first is just too hard. Hard on your feet. So you tend to start running almost on your tiptoes, it feels like. You hit the ball of your feet first and then let your heel land a little bit, but then you spring right back up as you push off that foot onto the next foot, and you land on the balls of your feet then. Now, the difference in safety then is when you land on your heel first, the vibration is transmitted directly up your leg bone to your knee. All right. But barefoot running, if you land on the balls of your feet first, there is a shock absorber built in. The vibration is translated into your muscle, into your calf muscle first, and not your knee first. And they're saying that barefoot running is actually healthier in that regard. Now, I can imagine some unhealthful aspects of barefoot running, and that would be stepping on glass or running on 120-degree asphalt pavement. Getting cuts in your legs and so forth. But I thought it was interesting. Now, if you follow this to its logical conclusion, you'd think, well, don't they make a shoe that simulates barefoot running? And if you thought that, then you'd be right. There is a shoe made by Vibram. It's called the Five Fingers. And when you look at a picture of it, you'll see why. Each toe has its own little pocket. So it's like a glove for your foot. Now, this glove has a rubberized sole, and that's about all this is then. It's a rubberized sole with a kind of a canvas top that comes around to foot, your top of your foot in order to hold this on to your foot. Each toe has its own little pocket, and you can more easily run in a barefoot style with these things on. I've run one time around the block. I bought a pair of them, I should say first. I ran around the block one time in them. It's not quite the same as running barefoot because you still can land on your heel with these things as opposed to running barefoot where it's a lot more difficult to land on your heel. But it's helps you simulate barefoot running and supposedly a little bit more healthy on the knees. Chevrolet. Now, Chrysler has gone bankrupt. Chevrolet GM has not yet. Friends of mine said they have a Chevrolet van. They've had a Chevrolet van for something like 7-10 years, whatever. It was getting kind of old, so they thought, hey, you know, one weekend they got in a Chevy van and they drove around and went to a Chevy dealership just to look and see what the new models were. Well, they got interested in one, in a Chevrolet SUV of some sort. They got so interested in it that they got to the point where they wanted to give the sales lady an offer. They wanted to give her a low-ball offer. They said, you know, if the sales lady accepts this offer, then yeah, we might go ahead and actually buy this thing. I mean, it's a pretty good deal. Well, they made the sales lady an offer, and she said, let me get my manager to come out. The manager came out and told them, here's the lowest price we're willing to accept for this General Motors product. And it turns out his price was lower than what they'd offered. No wonder GM's going bankrupt. So they drove away from that place. They had to empty out they said the salespeople came out of the building, helped them empty out their old van, all the various pockets and glove compartments and things into the new vehicle and waved to them as they drove away on the lot in their new vehicle. So congratulations. It sounds like a pretty good deal. You know, I'm hearing that there are large stockpiles of Chevrolet GM products, but I'm also hearing that those inventories are kind of getting cleared out, and maybe in a way you're not thinking about. What I'm hearing that they're actually doing is sending these to other countries. So whereas a vehicle that might be $35,000, they're sending it off to some other country, maybe like a Mexico even, marking the price down to $25,000 and getting rid of it that way. So whereas they can't sell the vehicles in the United States, they're just shipping them out to other countries, marking them down in price. I guess they just don't feel good about marking the price down so much in the United States because they feel they may never be able to price them out high ever again. I went to the dentist last week for my regular 6-month cleaning. Now, before you go to the dentist, just like a maid service, you want to clean things up a little bit, right? Just before the maids come, whether it's a maid that comes to your house or even a maid that comes to your motel room, you don't want them thinking that you're some kind of slob. So you go around cleaning up the house so the maids can come in and clean it. Well, that's the same thing that happens when you go to the dentist, right? You scrub your teeth, you floss your teeth before you go to the dentist. And I was doing that last week, flossing the teeth in particular, when the top part of my bottom front tooth came off. Now, it had been a composite that replaced a broken tooth a decade or so ago. This little composite piece, to my front tooth, right on the bottom there, right there on the bottom of the front teeth. That came off. Well, I was able to snap it back on. And I went a couple of weeks, actually, with that tooth snapped back on. And, of course, when I went into the dentist for cleaning, I had to tell him about it. I said, be real careful when you're cleaning around that, because that's broken off. And the dental hygienist was careful until she got that scraper thing out and started scraping up and down. And sure enough, it came off again. And she put it on her tray. And the dentist said, we came in later. He said, we can take care of that for you. Why don't you come in on Monday? And I'm thinking to myself, do I really want to do that? Do I really want to go into the dentist to have him, make a new one for me, basically? Or should I run out to the dollar store, buy a tube of super glue, and just glue the thing on myself? I was almost to the point where I was going to do that second option. I was going to go to the dollar store, buy a little tube of super glue my tooth back on and not worry about it. Well, I couldn't bring myself to do that. Couldn't bring myself to call and cancel my dentist appointment for the next Monday. So I show up. I hop immediately into the chair. There's no waiting at this dentist. He is efficient. He's got chairs cleaned out. I go sit in the chair. He comes in. He pops the tooth off, and I say, so what are you going to do? He says, well, I'm going to go make you a new tooth. I said, I kind of like the old tooth. Can't you just glue it back on? Thinking that if he did that, he'd charge me, $25, and I'd be on my way. He said, well, it's so stained, and I'm not sure it would hold very well. Said, it's just as easy, I'd make you a new one. And I resignedly said, okay. He put some sort of Mylar film around the base of the tooth, the broken tooth. He put some sort of blob of a thing on top of the broken tooth. He got out his little belt sander, it sounded like, zzzz, and grinded it down, shaped it. Said, tap your teeth together, I was up and out of there in 12 minutes. 12 minutes, I had a new tooth, but it was more than $10 or $25. It was, how much do you think you would charge? How much do you think a dentist would charge for 12 minutes of work? If you said $275, you were right on the mark. $275. I mean, I realize that the guy's got to go to school. He's got to buy a boat. He's got to buy a nice house. He's got to buy an office. He's got to have a lot of equipment and tools and things. But for 12 minutes of work, oh, man. Come on. Speaking of things that are broken, remember my Dell computer, it wouldn't boot up anymore. So I bought a replacement Dell computer, same model, off of eBay, got sent to me. I swapped hard drives out. The thing worked great. I was able to get back to my data up until last week when the display stopped working. Now, I think 3 or 4 weeks ago, the sound card stopped working in the new one. Now the display doesn't come on. It boots up, I can hear it rumbling, but the display doesn't work. The display, the LCD display panel works. I know it. I've got another computer hooked up to it now. It's just the display card. I've swapped display cards from the old computer into the new computer, and it's just a pain. There are a couple of files that I do want off of these hard drives, and I'd like to be able to figure out a way to hook some sort of computer up to these hard drives to get my data off of them. Be able to see the files to get the data off of them. And one of the files that I'd like to get off of there, by the way, is the back test portfolio spreadsheet. The spreadsheet that goes through and calculates the Sharpe ratio of all of these different portfolios in the Lazy Portfolio Smackdown at madmoneymachine.com. And that spreadsheet is on there. I just can't get to it right now, so I'm hoping I can. So to replace that computer now, I have completely given up and I've gone to a Mac Mini. I found a really good deal on a Mac Mini on eBay. It's got 4 gigs of RAM. It's got 200 megabytes of hard drive space. And it's got actually had a number of applications already loaded on it, like Parallels that runs Windows. And for $600. $600 for this very nice, quiet, by the way, Mac Mini. The Dell computer, when I power it on, it sounds like a wind turbine starting up. There are something like 6 fans in this thing. The Mac Mini, completely silent. It's beautiful. So I'm a big fan. Speaking of things that are broken, one more thing that's broken. Continually breaking my iPhone earphones. The earphones that I buy for my iPhone. Remember I talked about the Z Buds that I got? Got a pretty good price on them. I think $40 off of the website. But the cord started shorting out at the base of the headphones, at the base of the earphone cord. You know, when you wiggle it or move it around, the playback would stop. It effectively hits the pause button or the disconnect button almost on the headphones. So I bought a new pair of the Radius earphones, which I talked about on a previous show as well. They are much simpler earphones. They're simply a black plastic cord. And they plug. They're the kind that plug into your ear. They have the pause button. They have the microphone. And they shorted out at the Y connector that separates the left and right ears. Also, the pause button doesn't work and the microphone button doesn't work. So I bought another pair. I got on, you know, the internet and did a search for iPhone earphones durable. Durable earphones for the iPhone. And up came Etymotic. Very highly regarded by a lot of people. Very expensive earphones. So the retail price on these things, something like $190. And I did find them on eBay at a significant discount to that. But a lot of people said the bass response wasn't very good. So I ignored that and ordered them anyway. And it turns out these Etymotic earphones that are so highly regarded and so expensive are a bunch of junk. A bunch of junk. These, you have to seal them in your ear. It's almost like a noise plug that you put in your ear or swimming plug that you put in. It actually seals your ear. So every little click of the tongue gets magnified in your head with these things. You can't hear anything else outside of these earphones. So if you've got them in, someone's talking to you, there's no way you're going to hear them. They go way deep into the ear, and still the bass response absolutely stinks. Compared to the Z Buds, I have to say the Z Buds actually had the best sound quality, both the highs and the lows. And that's what I'm using right now, quite frankly, to record this show. I'm listening to myself through the Z Buds. They were the one that 31 days after I purchased them, I emailed them and said, "Hey, these things have stopped working. Can you help me out?" And they said, "Sorry, your warranty's up. It's only good for 30 days. So, thanks a lot, customer-supported Z-Buds. But that's what I'm using now. The Etymotics, I guess I'm just going to keep in a bag for emergency purposes. Or use them in a time when I don't want to hear anything else. Maybe they're good for mowing the lawn and shutting out all the outside noise and using the Etymotics to listen to podcasts and other audio programs. So, now in the meantime, I.E. got on the website for the Radius earphones, got into their customer support area, and typed in an email message to them through the web that says, "Hey, mine have gotten a short, the mic and button have stopped working, how can you help me?" And I left it at that. You know, not really expecting that after 3 months, they would do anything to help me. They emailed back pretty quickly and said, "Send them to this address. We will send you a replacement." So way to go, Radius. Way to show up the Z-Buds people in your customer support. Radius earphones, ladies and gentlemen. great customer support, good sound, just need to be a little bit more durable. Speaking then of iPhone earphones, I've got a little tip for you. If you have an iPhone and you're running earphones and the microphone stops working or stops working well on you and or the pause button on your iPhone earphones stops working, here's one thing to check before you go throwing your earphones away. Take out the earphones from your iPhone. Pull it out. Pull out the plug. Get a paper clip or a tiny jewelry screwdriver, you know, about the size that you'd use to tighten the screws on your eyeglasses, very tiny, that you can put inside that hole. It's best to, even if the end of the paper clip is roughed up a little bit, you know, drag it on some rocks or sandpaper or something. It'll give it a little rough edge. Stick the end of that paper clip down into the jack for your earphones in your iPhone and pull up a rather large piece of pocket lint from inside that plug. If you're a guy, you probably put your iPhone in your pocket every once in a while, and inside of that earphone plug, you're going to have pocket lint. Now, it's the base of the male part of the plug that is the connector for the microphone and for the pause button. The very tip of that plug is what has to connect into the bottom of the receptacle in order to make a connection. Well, if that thing is full of pocket lint, it's not going to make a connection. I did this the other day. I got my little screwdriver out, went in down in there fishing around, pulled out this enormous piece of pocket lint, and now the earphones work just fine. Thank you very much. Not the Radius ones that I have to send back still, but the other ones. So there's your iPhone tip of the week. Well, coming up next on the Mad Money Machine episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about the economic impact of this swine flu. We'll go to rehab and look at risk. We will talk about a cool tool for your stock quote pleasure. And we'll have a spin at the Guru Roulette Wheel. I want to thank you for joining me here on the Paul Boyer Show, Planet Boyer. And I sure hope to see you next week. Wake up, realize.